meeting room. We fulfill the ritual. You know everything. This room was originally designed for meetings of the direction of the Foundation José Saramago, but the reality prevailed. The Foundation is based in Portugal. It is Portuguese, although its scope is the world which, symbolically, José Saramago has on hand, welcomed and respected. In this room, called for meetings, only one meeting of the Foundation took place. Also, several press conferences and some meetings with teachers. The real use of this space was dining. When meetings were larger or circumstances ordered to take place outside the kitchen of the house, the writer Claudio Magris and Vargas Llosa, accompanied by their respective wives, were the last guests of this room, where friends from many places have met in peace and friendship, have eaten, talked, and it could be said that everyone, also José Saramago, were recreated in this last ceremony. On the walls of this room is an engraving, 37, of the Nobel Prize for Literature of Gao Xingjian, Chinese by birth, French by nationality, painter and also writer. Another drawing on the wall of Alberti, 38, a large picture of Juan Miguel Ramírez, 39, a landscape of Iceland of Ildefonso Aguilar, 40, a country for which Saramago felt great affection, and some rafters of Couture, 41, sailing into the unknown from the walls. The universal drama of illegal immigration and precariousness Saramago observed every day, and he doubtfully suffered, had to be contained herein, in that raft of stones, which is the house library. José Saramago one day saw a boat and felt the inimaginable terror of those who crossed the ocean in that nutshell, making a heroic journey to find a future that many times were going to elude them. This tragedy had to be reflected in this text because it was part of the daily life of the man who lived on the island, not to be alone, but to see and hear the cries of the world better and then count them without wavering.